New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns, and a small coffee for just $5.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
There they are. There they are. Bring them in early. Bring them in often. Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring them in. Ladies and gentlemen, back at it for more. Another edition. The Brilliantly Dumb Show. You got Joey D, top left shelf, and coming down hot is Mikey V as well. And big day. This is Mikey's type of day. He's a big Memorial Day type of guy.
Yesterday was.
Are you? Yesterday was. Is that a beer already?
No, it's a seltzer.
Oh, okay. On. But no, yeah. I mean, you've had.
No, there will be no beer. There's no drinking. Yesterday was the big hoopla.
Oh, is nothing that so?
Today. Nothing today.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah,
why not today? Just work tomorrow?
Work tomorrow. And, I don't like people on holiday weekends who have their parties the day before everyone returns to the workplace. It makes no sense to me. It never did. It never will. So if you're going to have your barbecue, I mean, don't have it on Memorial Day. Have it Saturday or Sunday. You know, allow people to enjoy themselves and not have to worry.
But isn't that what the holiday's for, Mikey?
What?
Isn't that what the holiday's for?
What do you mean?
To celebrate on the holiday itself. Because normally you'd be at work. So like,
yeah, some might say
that you're not. Some would say that you're not actually appreciating the holiday in all of its
glory. No, I appreciated it yesterday. Trust me. We appreciated it greatly yesterday. We were going yesterday from probably 2 o'clock in the afternoon till 2 in the morning. We were playing cornhole. The kids were playing in the pool. I mean, we were grilling. I made that tomahawk. We were doing burgers, dogs, shrimp. I mean, slinging food all day, watching the games. We had the Yankee game on outside. We put the Rangers game on. We put the Timberwolves game on. It was an all day affair. It was great.
But I'm saying, don't gas make, man.
You can't do that.
Whatever he did
before, you got to go to work. You can't do that because you can't enjoy it. You're thinking about, you know, you're not. Well, the mental state you're in is not the same. Yeah, so no, I'm petitioning. That. I'm petitioning for those of us who do those type of parties. Do it, you know, on the Saturday or Sunday. Don't do it on the Monday.
You know what I
people
really
are
miss?
In a different mindset.
I miss LBI. I would go back to LBI in a heartbeat. I see all the videos. Yeah, I really do. It's been so long. You know, there's a lot of
memories.
Where's
LBI?
Long Beach Island.
It's a short town in Jersey, but it's very, very nice.
It's right by the Swiss. Nice. Right by the Swiss Alps, Joey D. Mike,
that one went right over my head.
You got the grill going, and then you got that Blackstone cooking with Daryl type. So you do a mix.
Yeah, because, you know, the burgers and dogs on the Blackstone, I had never done it for a long. This was the first large party that we hosted at the house because the backyard really was not ready until now.
Looks great.
And, thank you. And it Joe, is so easy to do the burgers and the dogs on there. So easy.
Caffone did his backyard, the whole thing slanted, all the TV. the whole place. Yeah,
I'm sure you got him a discount, though, Bob. The old Caffone special.
He didn't do my backyard, but
there's a reason.
If he had, he probably would have took care of me. Shout out.
Ladies and gentlemen,
pick up the phone and call Caffone.
Call Caffone. Or don't.
That is the tiniest bottle of water I've ever seen.
Let's see.
What is? Look at that. I didn't even know they made that essential
that's
water.
Like a
in that
room,
size.
That's like a room service bottle.
Yeah, it's like an airplane bottle of water.
It's good for hydration. I've been very, very sick the past
it's good for hydration.
Like a week.
This guy's bowels.
Water typically
Mikey.
Is. His bowels?
This guy's bowels. He's been shitting nonstop for the last week.
Mike, matter I've never
he's
been
got
like a
tapeworm. I think
I tell you what, he's been sending me fart voice memos.
Yeah,
no, they are the most ludicrous. I told him the other day. I said it sounds like you got this off like an internet. You know the old soundboards on the internet when you click the button and it just plays like you know a Joe Pesci quote or a Schwarzenegger or the farts. It sounds like comically fake. Like it's just a 10-second long rip and it just goes.
There's no AI on that, Mikey. Let me tell you right now, that is straight from his ass.
I had the recorder the entire week, all
from his ass.
It's from the bowels of his asshole.
Mikey, it was
But Bob, you haven't helped yourself out though, dude. Like he's had a stop. I think he has a tapeworm. But that being said, he has had issues all week, and he's still eating like absurd. Yesterday, he had a fucking Philly cheesesteak.
You know,
stomach is in shambles.
There's no such thing as privacy
rice
anymore. By the way,
plain
there's no
chicken.
Privacy is dead. You know, I used to.
Who are you talking to about privacy?
Oh, I'm this guy
you're
talking
the,
about.
You are the biggest. You are the biggest invader of privacy. One of the top five invaders of privacy on this earth. You're not
about that. I don't know about that.
This guy will air you out like yesterday's laundry on the internet, bro. He will air you out.
Oh, I know.
Well, that's who I'm speaking to mainly is Joe, really.
No one has been aired out, so to speak, more than this young man right here.
But a lot of times, if it's something that's hovering the line, I will request permission from the board.
Well, we finally got to that point because that never used to happen.
Yeah.
So we're at least making progress.
Bob's always good for that. Do I have the green light here? Do I have the green light on
Mikey,
this?
Bob used to do this thing where he'd be like, Cutsy, I need you to lose like a lot of weight. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I do too. Why do you need me to do it? He's like, because then I can put out the Cutsy Hall of Shame. And I'm like, what is that? He has compiled a collection of probably 50 to 100 horrific photos where my stomach is just so obtrusively large that he wants to post it, but he'll be like, he keeps saying to me, he's like, if you lose weight, then it'll be like a tribute.
Well,
and
it's,
I'm like,
it's a respect play. It's a respect play to how far he's got.
Respect play, yeah, respect play,
dude. The whole
we're still waiting for that weight to come off. It's not coming.
Sip club. Folks, we interrupt the Brilliantly Dumb Show to let you know that the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by the fine folks over at AG1. I'm telling you right now, Athletic Greens is the real deal. I take it every single morning. Every single morning, I'm suiting up with the one, the only Athletic Greens. It's just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day. It makes me feel energized, helps your gut health, and does it all. Do the right thing. Knock down some AG1 today. You can't go wrong. If there's one product I had to recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1, and that's why I've partnered with them for so long. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/dumb. That's drinkag1.com/dumb. You cannot go wrong. Start your day right. Take care of your health. Take ownership of your health with the fine folks over at AG1, Athletic Greens to the moon. Mikey, did you see Joe? Did you see that? And by the way, this video got approval from the board. We were in Public Supermarket, and all of them have a scale at every Publix. They have like one of these old school scales.
It's an industrial scale, Bob.
it's for cattle, Bob.
So Joe goes on the scale, and you see this thing go up. And Perez like says something to him, or like, whoa, or something like that.
Oh, talk about the pot calling the kettle black. I don't think they had enough rings on the bar for Perez.
So he said that's something. Terrible. He smiled or he said something, and Joe goes, dude, I had shoes on. Like, and he's
industrial. Here, I'll step on.
Mikey, I had golf shoes on, belt, everything. There's at least 1 to 2 pounds I could have taken off.
Let me ask you a question. How much do you think I weigh? If you chopped 2 pounds off that number, would you really have felt that much better? Let me ask you that.
If it was 3 pounds, it would have put me under a little threshold, would have felt a little. What would your guess be? How much do you think I weigh? Now, keep in mind, I'm a little over 6 feet. I'm just under 6'1".
I'm keeping that in mind. So if Joe says that 3 pounds would put him at a nice threshold, I would guess...
a better threshold.
Right.
Yeah.
So that means that's like a mark that you would have liked to have been under. So smart guy. I would guess that Joe weighed in at like 260.
Well, that's right.
263.
All right. It was 252.
Okay. Okay.
But the threshold is a quarter.
You want to go up. If you had came in at like 248, you could say I'm in the 240s.
Well, I'm less than a quarter of 1,000 pounds. You know what I'm saying? Well,
but, Joe, you got big shoulders.
Is that how you think of it, Joe?
Yeah, that's a lot. Of
1,000 pounds.
Yeah. What is that? How many kilos is 1,000 pounds?
I don't know.
That would be.
But you know what I'm saying? That's a big threshold. Sure. That puts me under that perimeter.
It is amazing how much weight wise you can fluctuate in like morning. Like if I eat like crazy the night before and then like in the morning having it, or like in the middle of the day after meal, like weights do fluctuate pretty crazy. It's kind of wild to see.
I never weigh myself ever.
Oh really? Oh, I do ever. It all the time.
I just Mike, go you're by, 6'6" or 6'7"?
6'7", man. I just go by how.
What
how
do you weigh? Like 265?
Yeah, 265, 270. Like.
Oh, right okay. There. Yeah, that's good.
No, that's good weight for me. Like if I go over like 275, that's problematic.
What's your fighting weight?
265, like right there. 265.
That's fighting weight. Joe, what's your ideal fighting weight?
I don't know. I need to drop 30 pounds, so I'll tell you that much, Bob. I gotta drop like if I could get down to like Perez, by the way, said I could never do it. So now I kind of almost challenged to do it.
There you go.
I feel like at my ideal weight. I would be 200, 205. Like 210 would be like, I think anywhere from 200 to 210 is like ideal.
Yeah.
Going under 200 is just not even.
No, Joe's built like he's got great shoulders. He's a big dude. He's got a big back, big shoulders. I always complimented
him. So, Mikey, I have a question for you because you did work out a lot. I have been doing a ton of weightlifting. Do you think some of that, like, now that I'm like getting more like bulky and like
the muscle weighs more than fat, Joe.
Well, that's kind of what I'm alluding to in the sense, not saying that I have plenty of fat, but I'm saying like, do you think that would help push that number up more if I'm doing more weightlifting and getting stronger, like in terms of like muscular build?
Yeah, I don't know.
Amidst the fat that I have.
If your goals are weight loss, you could still do, you know, weight training, but you want to do like less weight, more repetitions. You want to be doing like less rest.
Oh, really?
That's
I've been doing big weights.
Well, you're gonna. That's what's gonna build you. That's gonna put on more mass. If you do heavier weight, you're gonna put on more mass.
Like I'm starting to bench more. I'm trying to start like curling more. Like, so is that bad?
Great. This is great. Is that bad? The AI thumbnail for next week is just gonna be Joe bodybuild just fucking yoked out, just like this.
Yo, couldn't you see Joe just like walking into the gym and just like immediately going to the bench press and just like stacking 45?
Well, I will say, Bob, slapping Oreos. You gotta do the bench
first, Bob. You gotta do the bench first so you can get your max reps. Because if your chest and stuff is sore, you can't go to the bench last. That's just not gonna get you anywhere. So bench would be probably one of the first exercises I would do.
Mikey's making that cam look like my water bottle.
Oh, yeah.
He is laughing at that. Oh, thing. My God. That is really. That is
like
real.
Andre the Giant holding that beer can, man. It's just terrible. Is, terrible.
By the way, I hate to tease the folks. I do. But there's a really, really nice sponsor coming to the really a full 30, full 30, full 30, full 30, full 30, full.
Oh, it's a biggie.
This is a real.
Oh,
we got some.
Whoa.
Easy there, Mikey. We got something real nice, but we're gonna hold off on that. In the meantime, by the way, we found Mikey's next challenge, I think. Yes. On a separate note, and we're really eyeing this 50 nugget bucket challenge here for Mikey V. The more I think about it, I kept thinking it's something that we do at the Breezy. The more I think about it, I think it's something that goes on the Brilliantly Dumb show. I really do. I mean, that's if you're fine. Up for it, I think that's a better way to play it.
That's fine.
I mean,
that's
Bob, fine. You're going to be in New York next week.
What's that?
You're going to be in New York next week.
Tell him, Mikey.
But we can't do that. It'll ruin my...
Not that day. But I'm saying during that trip, we could do the Brilliantly Dumb show with you and Bob together, do the challenge.
You're only going to be in town for a day, though, right?
No,
though?
Yeah, it's only
going
to be a day.
Oh, I thought you were going for the weekend, Bob.
By the way, Joey D's going to be gone. There's nothing Joey D. That's when he's emceeing. But me, Pops, Mikey V, UFC bound for
wow.
UFC.
Mikey, I'm telling you, it's unlike anything you've ever... If it's those specialty tickets, if it's those hot toddy VIP specialty tickets, you're in for a ride, my friend, because there is nothing. You might be sitting behind Burrow. Burrow might be back again.
I don't want to... That's the problem, is I don't want to hype it up too much, but... From the text from Dana, it sounds like it's the special. It sounds like it's the special.
Mikey, you can see the blood splatter over the fucking
imagine,
cage.
Could you imagine if we got there and Dana White put us up in the last row in the building?
That'd be
that would be something that I wouldn't anticipate, man. But it would be funny.
No,
it
well,
would be
Bob,
funny at the same
Bob
time.
Was cautious when we went to UFC 299. He was like, I don't want to promise the world.
Yeah.
But then
when we
went to the press conference, we had like the media like right up near the front. And Bob's like, okay, this is a good sign. And then when we went, we were like, they're like, so here's how you know. You enter through Bob, where is it? The garage or the
the loading dock. You go
if you're entering through the loading dock, Mikey.
Yeah.
Well, first of
all, up.
The Prudential Center, like that is my backyard. Like, I know all the guys that work there. I know, like I'm very familiar with that. So I know exactly where we would be going in if it was not general admission tickets. I know exactly. But here's the thing. Like, Dana's not the type of guy, I don't think, that's going to start you off. You can't start somebody off and put him in the best seat, and then you can't go backwards. Like, if he was going to do that, he should have started Bob off, like, you know, first level 100 seats, and then graduated and down.
By the way, that's what he actually did. The first time that I got tickets from him, the tickets were amazing, but it was like a first row in section one something. Like, so you're right up. Yeah. Then he works you down, but you really see where you are on the totem pole in regards to. Then they got like when Burrow seats, like you see Joe Burrow. Then
he was only one row ahead of us, Bob.
Yeah, but
we were ahead of Ryan Clark. We were ahead of Liver King.
We didn't belong.
Oh
there.
Man, I hope I don't run into.
I would love that.
I really don't want to see that guy.
I think he was a nice guy, Mikey. Now you know what was.
You
really
said
tough.
He stunk.
Well,
he
it doesn't
stunk,
mean he's not
he
nice
nice,
though.
All right. Bob banged me too. He goes, excuse me, sir. Like, my friend is the biggest fan of all time. So he's talking to me like I'm some fanboy. He's like, oh, it's so great that you're here tonight, that we're able to meet. I'm like, Bob, fuck you, man. So he was very nice, but it was like, I'm not a huge fan. I don't even follow this guy on Instagram.
My goal going into that, I just wanted to get a carousel post of Cutsy with just like a different celebrity with the fist up.
All right, folks, as always, thanks for tuning in to the Brilliantly Dumb Show. We interrupt to let you know that the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by the fine folks over at SeatGeek, live events, Billy Joel, New York Yankees, New York Islanders, Florida Panthers, for all we know. Do live events the right way. Download the SeatGeek app today. Use promo code BDSHOW to get $20 off your first SeatGeek order. Go ahead, do it the right way. Promo code BDSHOW. Look for the green dot to ensure that you're getting a good deal. We'll see you over there. SeatGeek.
We got one with, I was standing behind Logan
Burrow. And
Mr. Did you take a pick with Burrow, Joe, or no?
No, that's the one that I got. I was next to
him, and Bob just made it look like I was standing with him.
You know.
Oh, so you did you talk to him or anything or no?
No.
You don't, dude. He's too cool for school, man. Nothing like.
He's sitting next to Boza too.
You know, my first line would have been like, "There's a Buckeye right there." That's what I would have said to Burrow because you know he was originally at Ohio State before he went.
Oh, man, Jesus, like he's gonna be. You know that game against Central Michigan? Like, I thought
he was No.
Those Eastern Kentucky Hilltoppers never stood a chance against
Western Kentucky Hilltoppers.
Western Kentucky.
But I digress. Burrow was a Buckeye to begin his collegiate career before.
Yeah, but he won a national championship.
I understand what he did at LSU. He had Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase, one of the greatest teams of all time.
Can I tell you, when he was sitting down, he had those little shades on.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy looked like. He looked like he belonged in a different building than everybody
else. That,
it was pretty.
Why do you say that?
Mikey,
he has swag up the wazoo.
No, I have the Joe Burr shirt. I think he's fucking great. I love him, but like he belongs in a different building. Come on.
I'm just saying, he's got more swag than anyone.
Mikey, this one was different. It really was.
Jesus.
Dude, he had an aura about him. It was just... Now, meanwhile, we were in just a pot of stink. So BO coming from the back was some of the worst. It made it hard to watch. Oh, my God. And the poor...
That would ruin... That almost ruins the experience, bro.
It was wrecked.
It was that bad. Bob tried blaming me, this fucking asshole.
I thought it was so
He's
so
like,
Cutsy,
did you shower? I'm like, what are you fucking talking about?
Dude, it was... Nothing's worse than when you know... Like, when you know you have the BO on. Like, there's been times where you're like, God, I got a smell right now. And you're in a bubble. That's a tough place. A lot of times getting off of planes, you tend to have.
Yeah, but when you're sweating, sweating.
Yeah. What is it about a plane? I guess just like a full day of travel.
I think it's just, the full day of travel. Inevitably, I feel as though you break a sweat at some point of the airport process.
It's an accumulation
whether it's at security, whether it's at check-in, whether it's at, getting to the gate on time, something is going to make you perspire. Something.
It's an accumulation of perspiration. That's exactly what it is.
An accumulation of perspiration. Yes, everybody man. Is say that on three. One, two, three. It's an accumulation
in perspiration.
Perspiration.
That's like that line belongs in like a Disney kids movie.
That's exactly what it is. It sums
Bro,
it up quite nice.
Mikey, people have been sending me. Have you been getting the pictures of people going into Stu Leonard's now because of last week?
Yeah.
Dude, this like when Mikey dropped that fun fact about Stu Leonard going to school
Walt
with
Disney.
Walt
so
Disney.
I need to fact check this.
Oh no.
Yeah.
That was Penix to Metcalf who dropped
that. So the fact check on that is that Stu Leonard wasn't that old to go to college with Walt Disney. He went to school with Geiger, who was like the CEO of Disney, like the first like big CEO of Disney World and everything.
I was like,
Walt himself. It wasn't Walt himself, but it was Geiger. So yeah. But either way, I was there yesterday.
What a drop from Walt to Geiger.
No, I mean Geiger. I mean, you're talking about a billionaire there, Joey D. That's a billionaire.
And Joey D likes them billions, dude.
Yeah, sure he does. That's a billionaire.
He likes them bees, dude. He likes them bees.
Like, no,
I don't even have the M's, Bob. I can't go to the B's.
Joe with a B on him would be a problem, dude. He would
That'd be nice. I have a lot of charitable donations that I would give out every year.
I do believe the charity part.
Yeah, it's also a tax write-off, Bob.
I mean, dude, could
Zip
you
Club.
Imagine,
Zip Club is real.
Could you imagine this guy walking into a restaurant with a bee in his pocket?
We would be eating like eating like kings.
I know, but at what cost, man?
Everything. Everything.
we'd be doing like instead of like a mid course of just caviar, we'd just be bathing in caviar.
Jesus, dude.
I'm telling you, man, this guy is a super villain. He's a super villain, and if he ever gets his hands on that much money, the world is just in a lot of trouble.
I'm intrinsically a good person. I would be very good with my money and take care of people who needed it.
I'm just saying you just have that super villain gene, man. I just feel like you got like that, like James Bond supervillain look to you. I just think that you just do. It's not a bad thing.
He doesn't care. Like, he just doesn't. We go on like these Twitch streams, like, he'll go fucking at it with the chat. Like, he just.
Oh, I don't care.
Joe.
By the way, boys, I'm getting a haircut soon.
No, I think that's a big mistake. It's random.
What do we mean by a haircut?
I'm going to show you. It's
a big mistake. You gotta let that drip, man.
Hold up. So I'm gonna go for like, well, this is not a great photo because this is kind of like the look that I'm gonna go for, like something
about,
like that. Like something like that. What do you think of that?
Wait, go to the other guy. Go to the other guy. The
what
other
do you think
one,
of that,
the
Bob?
The other one. Go to the other one. That's the one right there. Who is that guy, bro?
I don't know. They sent me this. They said this is the style.
What do you mean?
Who sent you this?
The barber. So like something, just imagine my face there.
You're wait, Joe. You're having like a consultation with the barber
Bob, when you have hair like that, these are the
things
that
go on.
Bob, you can't just go to the normal barber. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. This is the first time I've ever had long hair.
No,
and I got
it. Joe, I can go to a normal barber. You can't.
I used to, when I had short hair, and again, I just go into and I just say, give me a fade. But when you have longer hair like this, most barbers, like the typical guy, they're doing fades and regular cuts. It's a completely different animal, Bob. That's why women go to salons. They don't go to like typical barbers because they need someone who's specialized in cutting longer hair. So I had to do a fact check. I found a guy who supports us and who's a fan of us, and this guy
slid in your DMs about the haircuts.
This guy, by the way, he's got like 500,000 followers on Instagram.
Not everybody
there
needs
he goes,
to be
there
a
so he's so he's connecting he me goes, with the 2018 goes. Canadian Barber of the Year when I go to Canada. the guy did something with GQ, man.
Bro, this went from fellas, I'm getting a haircut, to getting connected with a guy with 500,000 Instagram followers who's the 2018 Canadian Barber of the Year.
Hold on, I'm going to show you. He did a GQ. Look at this. He did a GQ. Hold on, I'm going to pull this up. GQ thing for like celebrities. This guy's top notch, man. This is
Joe,
just
go to a fucking Supercuts, man. Just
why? I've grown my hair out for a year, Bob. I'm not gonna waste it.
Let me tell you something. This haircut's gonna cost you a pretty penny, Joe.
Look at this. This is GQ, this guy. Look at this guy.
Joe, what's he gonna charge you to cut your hair?
Bro, I think they might hook it up. I don't know.
Oh, it'll probably, Mikey, everything he does, everything works through his DM. His accountant was a fan.
Yeah, I know.
He everything.
By
he
the way, does, LJ is fantastic.
Well, that's
LJ is absolutely, Joe, he's guided me to a lot of sound, savvy business decisions, Bob, that I would never have been able to make by myself.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt the Brilliant Dumb Show to let you know that it is sponsored by the fine folks over at BetterHelp. Sometimes you just need to speak to somebody, whether it's mentally, whether it's physically, whether you got to get something off your chest. Lord knows I got a few things to get off my chest. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, Give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BDS today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/BDS. Get something off your chest today. Do the right thing. Get the right help. BetterHelp.
That shirt looks very expensive that Joe
has.
Why do you say that?
That's a wealthy shirt.
It is.
What is that? What brand?
Stand up, John. Stand up.
What do you want me to stand up?
I just want to know what type of shirt, because it's really nice. I maybe want to get one. What is that? Is that Lulu, Joe?
Yeah, it's Lululemon.
Wait, bring it down one more time. All right, thank you.
Oh, the panorama.
I sit on what an absolute whack job this guy is, and just like an elite whack job.
Only Joe would say, I'm gonna get a haircut, and it turns into like this whole thing.
I'm very excited because it's the first time, like in a long time, that since my hair's been long, that I'm gonna change the look.
Mikey,
honestly, how much of a change is that going to be? I saw the picture of the guy that you're trying to look like. What's the difference between that and what you got going on?
I guess
now?
It's more of like a tapered look.
Okay. I don't know. I don't have hair, so I don't know.
You and me both, Mikey.
You got hair, Bob. Bob, you discredit yourself.
Good day.
That's a good coverage day.
That's a good coverage day for you.
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah. I think I'm more hard on my hair than I need to be, for sure. But when you look at Joe every fucking day, it's a problem.
Yeah.
Joe asked me, he's like, would you rather have be great physical shape, like have an unbelievable physique, or have Joe's hair? Would you rather be a little bit overweight with Joe's hair, Mikey?
Well, I'm a little more. I'm overweight.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about you. I'm just saying in general, like, Mikey, if somebody gave you the option where you could be a little bit overweight, but have Joe's hair, or have just an unbelievable Rory chisel. McIlroy type chisel physique and be bald.
Yeah, the physique I would take.
You would take the physique, really?
Physique goes a long way. Now, if you were smart, you'd go with the hair and then just work out like crazy, which is what I should do. So then you could get the best of both worlds. But
that's true. That's true.
You got a chance to have it all.
But Bob's option. I love food, hair, and being overweight.
Yeah, I actually agree with you, Mikey. I agree with you. I think the physique goes a long way.
I do too. But there's something about that.
I mean, listen, this program, we could offer you everything. We could give you hair. We could give you a physique. We could give you everything. What do you need? We got it.
You want Aaron Judge? You got Aaron Judge.
That was next on the list.
Whatever you need.
I think this is a judge. Is this a judgey?
Oh, yeah.
Sure is 9-9er.
That's nice.
Guy's on a meteoric pace.
But real quickly, Mikey, with that 50 bucket challenge, Joe, he said that he could do it in 10. He said he could do 50 nuggets in 10 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. Easily.
Do you think that's the case there, Joey?
Easily, Joe. Those first 20 nuggets are going to go down probably in a minute and 45 seconds. 2 minutes, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think it's crazy, but when you saw what he did.
I mean, I'll tell you this. If we're approaching this kind of meteoric, like, kind of challenge style out of Mikey, and if he does it in 10 minutes, we might have to bring him on an episode of Bob to Sports for a challenge video. Because, I mean, Bob, 50 nuggets in 10 minutes?
Bro, I would think that that's crazy. I would think that that's not right. But when you take a look at that Spanky's footage, and when you go back to the game film,
watch the all 22
how long did it take you to do the Spanky's?
10 minutes, right?
Six minutes and 9 seconds. And that was a pound of French fries and a 5-patty burger.
I think you could do it. I think you could blow it out. What do you think the honest over-under should be? I think we're going to do the 10 minutes, but like, what do you think?
It's 10 minutes. I think my time will shock people.
Really?
I think it will shock people. Yeah,
that's unbelievable.
I need a good assortment of condiments. Little tip of the cap on the condiments there.
Yeah. How much time are you gonna spend dunking these things into condiments?
I'll be cruising.
Gonna have time just dunking these things. I think so.
Honey mustard, barbecue, sweet and sour. I want it all. I want it all. I want every ketchup. Give me everything.
What you would do if you were smart is you would just put all the nuggets in a mound and just drizzle all the condiments on top of it.
No.
So then you could just.
No. Yo. You know those? That's like, you ever notice like the people? I think you can tell a lot about people.
Work smarter, not harder.
When they have their plate at a restaurant, like I'm not talking about a nice restaurant. I'm talking about like, you know, you go to a bar grill type of place, you just get a sandwich with fries. I find it very fascinating to watch how people put their ketchup. Like, do they do like the big blob of ketchup with the bottle on the side of the plate, or do they do the drizzle over all the fries? I want to control the distribution. I want to dunk the fry into the pile. I don't like when it's all over it. I want to be able to control the
dish. I do both.
I do too. I sometimes I do the drizzle makes me feel like I'm eating cheese fries, and to me that's fun.
With ketchup though?
Yeah, it puts me in that mindset.
Okay.
Like I will say some things, like for example, with nachos, I want drizzle. I don't want just the blob of cheese.
Nachos is a different story, though. I mean, nachos is, I'm talking about if you get a plate, let's say you order a cheeseburger. Okay. A cheeseburger with fries. It comes on the same plate. You got your bottle of ketchup. There's a spot on the plate. You could put a big mound of ketchup there. And you're
I'm normally doing that.
Are you normally doing that? Or
I'm normally doing that.
Over the fries.
A random day where I'm feeling just like a little outside of myself, I might do the drizzle. But normally I put
And I'm the same way. Bob, you're saying that you're a drizzle guy in that situation.
I do. I mix it up. Honestly, it depends on the day. But okay. I do like what you're saying with you do want to control the.
It also depends on the ketchup. So if you got a bottle of Heinz, just hear me out. If you have a bottle of Heinz, it comes out slowly and it blobs out. If you have one of those squirt bottles, then you can control the distribution of the actual ketchup in smaller streams.
I
would be more inclined to put it over than to do the blob. If it's just the bottle of Heinz, I'm doing blob.
I haven't seen a glass bottle of Heinz ketchup where you had to hit the 57 with the two fingers on. I have not seen that. That was a method. People didn't know how to get it out. You hit the 57. You hit the 57 like this.
The 57? Really?
On the bottle. That's right.
I used to just shake it.
Yeah, of course you did. I haven't seen one of those bottles in a long time, come to think of it. I haven't seen that in a very, very long time.
Well, we got to get back to those. Those are the OGs.
No, it brings back nostalgia.
Bob's glad.
Yeah, we can move on from them. We can.
Oh, that's nostalgia.
You never know how hard it's going to come out. Sometimes it just, you know, comes
off. It keeps you on your toes.
You ever see the people who stick the butter knife into that bottle?
I do that. I do that.
Oh, all the time. I do that too. Yeah. All the time.
It works.
I do too.
And then you take the residue, you just take a fry and you just wipe it off.
You know what Joe does? I don't know if I told you this.
I'm starving now.
I told you what Joe does with his silverware, Mikey.
No.
Where he likes to clean, he does it every meal, where he likes to clean his knife. So he'll take the knife and he'll put it in between the little crevice of the fork. You know, you have the different crevices. Mm. And he blades the knife through the fork to clean it. And it makes this terrible, terrible sound. And then he'll lick the knife and then he'll keep going. He does it. Every time I've sat down and had a meal with him, he does it, and it's the worst sound of all time.
I mean, we really do have our little intricacies, don't we?
We do.
Our little things that we do.
We could list some of Bob's, man.
Yeah, we could.
We don't want to talk about what happened at LaGuardia last time we were there. This guy was pacing in a different aisle.
LaGuardia.
LaGuardia?
Yeah, he said LaGuardia.
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 The airport you're talking about.
Yeah.
I thought you were at like a specialty Italian store or something. LaGuardia, it sounded like. What did he do at LaGuardia?
He just hit 1 million on Instagram. So we had to go to our baggage claim. And he disappeared. Perez and I had to go to the bathroom. We come out. Bob's nowhere to be seen. We're taking right. the escalator up and we're looking over and he's in a different area where all like the, like completely different area where there's like, what do you call it? Like different, like, where like terminals, like mm-hmm. to leave. And yeah. he's pacing and walking around in circles in a different area.
Looking at the phone.
Yeah, looking at the phone because Jet made a video for him and he's just walking around. Looked like he's doing some kind of like dance. Looked like a dodo bird. So yeah, intricacies would be right.
I've done that since I was a kid, the pacing. I get really excited and I'll like yeah, listen to music dude, you, and I'll like you jet are, back
you
are
a pacer,
forth.
Bro. You're a pacer for sure. Yeah. I love with the heart, did he have the hunchback going? Where
oh.
his hunch?
Oh, yeah, come on, yeah, man. Yeah.
Dude, you get the hunchback bad when you terrible. Pace, dog. I know, but I mean it is what it is. It's an intricacy. We're that's boring it. Our intricacies.
We all have our own intricacies.
All right, let's go into our buy or sell segment of the program. I'd like to start off and Mike, you've taken a lot of shit for this take. And the reason that you've taken a lot of shit for this take is because we haven't seen a hand up on it. And I'm back for more on this guy. Oh. I'm selling Conor McGregor. Did you
see? Oh, what did he do now?
He's got, yeah,
what
you did haven't, he do now? You haven't seen this video of him at the club?
No.
Oh, Mikey, you got to see this video.
Okay,
he's 6 weeks out from this fight with Chandler. Now, granted, Conor McGregor's earned the right to pretty much do what he wants to do. Mm-hmm. But he says, watch what he does to this girl, who by the way, I don't think is his wife.
Oh, no. This guy's a liability, man.
Don't quote me on that, but I don't think it's his wife. Watch this guy at the club, okay?
Now, we should preface this. We don't know what type of relationship. Maybe they're in an open relationship.
Right, right. I'm not. Who am I? You know what? No, I mean,
we don't know.
Watch this guy, okay? Six weeks out to this fight.
Okay, let me see. That's his wife. That's his wife.
Did you see him put her head down like that?
That's his wife.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, that's his wife. You can tell by the hair. That's Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's his wife, though. I mean, you know, that's his wife.
Can I be honest?
What?
I thought it was going to be way worse.
Huh. Me too.
You really Me think too. So?
Yeah.
I mean
if that was a stranger, obviously, but that's his wife.
But he went into their shirt and he like pulled the girl's shirt to the side.
Yeah, that's bad. Now, I'll preface this by saying the reason I thought it was going to be way worse.
I think Bob's trying to nickel and dime Conor right now.
Well, the last video I saw,
it's like me with Jake Paul. This guy just hates Conor McGregor. Like I hate Jake Paul.
The last video I saw this guy though, he was punching an elderly in a bar. So like that was kind of what I was on par with thinking. So if you put it to that point, it was way less than what I expected. Still disrespectful.
Again, McGregor's earned the right to do what he wants to do.
But why isn't he training, by the way? He's going to get his ass
off. He's probably training all fucking day. Well,
that's more so what I'm saying.
Parsons is good at, what is it? Michael Chandler. He's going to kick his ass.
Who's Chandler? Who's Chandler Parsons? Isn't that
Chandler Parsons, the basketball guy?
Yeah.
I was thinking Chandler, then it just came out. But Michael Chandler is going to kick his ass.
It's an even line right now, and I'm more so selling the stock. And
Bob, I think, do not tell Jed about that bet. Do not.
Oh, you got to keep him off that bet. I would unload money on Michael Chandler. Michael Chandler's been training for a year waiting for this fight to happen. He hasn't fought, I don't think, in a year. Don't quote me on that. Maybe less, but
I don't think he has either.
Yeah, he's just been waiting for this fight, and he's been training every single day. I don't know. I would sell the stock of McGregor in the sense of I think
he's going to get rocked.
Yeah, I do. The problem with Chandler, though, is he's got such a weak chin. Once he gets hit one time, he's like gushing blood everywhere. But he goes early into the fight, and he starts swinging right away. We'll see, but McGregor doesn't look ready. Now, mind you, still got time, but I just think I think this is going to be. I would unload on Chandler.
Just don't tell Bob. Don't tell Jed about that pick.
He's the worst.
Jed has never
I've
been colder.
Seen. Mikey, this guy's bad, man. He's bad. He's a terrible rider. He won't ride your bets, but he wants you to ride his bets. And gotta he's terrible.
How many games did you lose yesterday?
He rattled. Well, I didn't take the games he was taking. He wasn't going on my pick, so I really didn't get. I lost for sure. Every time he comes over, I lose. But he was 0-7 yesterday. He's the worst. Oh, he's man, he's man. There's nobody worse in the world when it comes to gambling than him. He's terrible.
Yeah.
He's so bad.
I've seen him in his element too. It's frightening. It's actually frightening.
Yeah, when the NBA player,
because he just keeps going.
Yeah, yeah. He doesn't know when to stop.
I love what does him, it say? Man. You can't kill a man when he's already dead inside.
It's terrible, man.
I think he said you can't kill a man who doesn't have hope. Well, Max almost said that to us after he buried us on 17. Joey D, we'll head over to you.
This is a weird one, but for the life of me, it's every time I see it or I stumble across some kind of story or video about it, it just gives me the willies. It's something that no one should be able to do ever. I am selling the fuck out of this extreme cave. Like these guys who go in these very tight spaces and they try to burrow their way through caves. Have you seen this?
Yeah, huh? I have.
It is the most frightening, most terrifying shit I've ever seen. And it should make it illegal for people to do this because people get trapped because the cave, it goes too narrow. And they're basically crawling through like this tight space and they get trapped and they die. And I can't think of a worse way of living. And it keeps, I don't know if I just seen one of the videos on like TikTok and it noticed that I watched it. So now the algorithm has got more of these videos coming
probably
up. It's beyond terrifying. And I don't know for the life of me why anyone would want to do it, why there's any reason to do it, and what the adrenaline that you're getting out of it when you're putting your body to the point where you might die. It should be outlawed. It should be illegal. I'm absolutely selling the fuck out of this, and I hope to God I don't stumble across another TikTok video.
I have seen it. What's their end goal? Like where are they trying to get to?
They're just trying to get through, man. They're trying to see where it leads to. But the problem is you can't go backwards. So once you start going forward, there's nowhere to go.
Why can't
you push horrifying?
Back, but why can't you push
back? Bob, you're like, you can't even crawl. Like the space is like a foot, 2 feet in width. It's in vertical measure. Like you have to crawl. Like you can't even move.
What a terrible way to go. If they die, do they die just from like starvation because they're just stuck?
They can't move. Yeah. You're just done.
That's got to be one of the worst ways to go out.
It's the worst way, man. It's the and the fact that they
was the guy wasn't it, there was the, they did a big movie about that. The guy who had to like cut his own arm off to get out of that cave.
Well,
or
that one though, he was just
he was
that
trying
one
to rescue people, right?
Well, no, he was hiking. That one wasn't. He wasn't doing these burrowing through these caves.
Yeah,
he,
I mean, listen,
his
man,
arm like, got stuck.
If you're one of these burrowing people, I would love to just ask you why. Like, why? Can't you just find something else that you'd like? Like, I don't know, man.
There's just
like,
a lot of messed up people.
Like, don't people have things to do? Like, where do you find the time to say, I'm going to go crawl through the crevices of a cave today? Like, where do I just, you know, I to each his own. To each his own, because I'll never understand it for the life of me, ever. I'll never get people who like to do really bizarre
I don't,
things like
I can't think of a get. Worse way to die. I really don't. I can't.
If
and these people are doing this, and it's Bob. It is so horrifying to watch. I have to turn the video off. It's like it comes up, and I'm like, oh my God, not another one of these. And they'll do like the picture to like demonstrate like what the cave looked like and how narrow it got. And I'm like, what was this person thinking?
Dude, there was
it's
a video,
horrifying.
Not like to go really dark, but it was like, sometimes you go through videos that really just like kind of spooky and it really shakes you to your core. There was a video of this scumbag and he's on trial now or whatever who killed his kid and he was like a hard
oh, the
dad.
Treadmill?
I can't watch
that. We talked about it. Mikey talked about it.
We talked about it on Sportsman, though, I think, right?
Was this? I thought it was on this.
Don't show. If you're going to show right now, don't show it.
I'm not looking at it. Oh, it's terrible.
I can't watch it, bro.
That is the hardest video to possibly. I remember that came through my TikTok, and I just put my phone down for a bit because.
TikTok's got to start screening some of the shit that's being allowed to surface.
That guy should get put in a room with 10 other dads and that should be his punishment. Just 10 minutes in a room with 10 other dads and just let the other dads just do whatever they want.
I mean, Mikey, I would fucking dad, watching that video. The kid was six years old.
I couldn't watch it, Bob. I had never gotten shook as I did from that video. And we did talk about it, Joe. We talked about it, but it had to be on Sportsman. Because I was so fucked up watching that video. Like, I got emotional watching that video because that, like, all I think about is my kid and just how that guy deserves to die, bro. Like, there's nothing else I could say other than that guy deserves to die. Like, that's it. He deserves to die. Like, you don't do that. Like, first of all, you're shaming a fucking 6 year. And that's the thing he's the same age, pretty much same age as my son. So
yeah, that's gotta make kid, you yeah.
Like, bro, just die. Just you're the useless.
The kid wasn't overweight anyways, too. It wasn't like he was. I mean, I don't get it, man. There's just a lot of messed up.
I can barely watch movies where like something fucked up happens to kids, let alone a real video where you see something like I can't. You guys will see when you have kids too. Like, it makes it so much worse. Like, kids, I could
kids and I animals
couldn't tolerate it before, but now it's like it's even worse. Animals too, yeah.
Kids and animals because they're so innocent and they're so like they're just. Like, there should never be anything that harms them. Like, I look at my dog. My dog is, he's just happy-go-lucky. Like, and same thing with a little kid. Like, they're just innocent. They're just living their life.
You did want to go hunting last week, though. You did.
But that's different. That's out in nature.
In the wilderness.
Right.
Yes.
And that's a grown, you're not hunting a little baby fawn. You're hunting a buck. Like,
Who's lived his life. He's had his times. Yeah. He's had his good times.
That's the circle of life, Michael.
Sorry.
right.
Sorry to go dark.
I did watch the clip.
That was...
No, but Bob, you're right. You're right. And it needs to be spoken about.
Sorry, I didn't mean to make the buy-sell segment.
For the life of me, I can't. I had meant to talk about that video, and I guess that's what happened, Joe. I guess we talked about it on Sportsman, because I did mean to bring that
up. I watched it after you told me, and I couldn't believe it. Oh, it was unbelievable.
Dude, I couldn't.
It's horrible.
I kind of wish that they would just, like, block that stuff.
Instagram does a good job. Instagram will put up like a warning, like if you're about to watch this. TikTok is a free for all.
Well, I saw it originally on, and you know, Twitter, they put anything on Twitter.
I saw it originally on Twitter,
and I was like, to the guy who tweeted it out, who was like a big account, I was like, bro, there's no need to like put this video out there. There's no need. I agree.
Why would you tweet that out? Why would you?
That video should only be viewed in court when they're putting this guy away in prison. That's the only place that video should be seen. The only place. And you know what? People will say, well, you know, freedom of information. And, you know, it's. I mean, if you really have to see that video, then there's something fucking wrong with you. There's something wrong with you. I'm sorry, because that shit is fucking really bad. Really?
All right, Mikey V, buy or sell.
I have a happy buy. Listen, I went to go see them. They're not my personal favorite band. They're my mother's favorite band of all time, and she got the tickets at Christmas time, and she wanted me to go with her, and I said absolutely I'll go. And it was a great night for me and her. We had great seats. The Rolling Stones, man, I have to just tip my cap to them. I mean, their first album released 60 years ago, 60, and these guys, Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, Ron Wood, they're still going out and selling out. MetLife Stadium was completely packed. You could
that video you did with the panoramic. It's crazy.
It was, and let me tell you, Mick Jagger, 80 years old, bro, to be moving around like that. I would sign on the dotted line to be to be in half the shape that Mick Jagger is in at 80 years old.
65 is your number.
65 is my number. Yeah.
65 is his number. That's
probably. I got a good 20 years left, roughly, give or take.
Come anyway, on, Mike, you got more than that, dude.
We'll see, Joe. We'll see. But, you know, we got to enjoy these next 20 as if we're not going to get any more. But anyway, Jagger.
The world might end before that, to be honest.
Yeah. Good. But I'm buying the Rolling Stones, man. They were.
Did he sound good?
He sounded great. He said, and I saw them 5 years ago, and they were better.
How do some of these guys like Elton John and him, like, how do they keep going?
I don't know how Keith Richards is alive. And that's like a big running joke. Like Keith Richards, like everyone breaks balls about that. Like Keith Richards was such a fucking psycho. Like no one knows how he's like. They were great. The show was great. And, you know, my mother, she couldn't even get out of bed the next day. She was screaming and she had the time of her life. So happy for her. Happy we were able to do it. It was a great experience. And they were great. If you have an opportunity and
who opened for now,
this guy who's been on Stephen Colbert's show, this guy, John Batiste. So he's from Louisiana. He's like, he reminded me of like a Little Richard. Bro, this guy was playing piano. He was playing the saxophone, just an uber talented jazz guy. And he was awesome. He was really good.
That name sounds familiar.
Yeah. He's well known. He's well known guy. Apparently I had never seen him or heard of him, but he was fantastic. He reminded me a lot of like a Little Richard mixed with like Elvis, but he had like that real Louisiana.
Oh, this
trio.
Guy, he was great.
He was great.
Oh, yeah. This guy is really talented.
He was great. I mean, like you go and see a show like that where a guy is playing multiple instruments. And I just think to myself, like, you know, I can't play nothing. That's one thing that always bothers me. If you can play piano, that's like such a major flex. If you could play the piano or the guitar, because any place you go that has one, you could just get on there. That's a big flex.
Sure, taking lessons, Mikey.
It's a little late for me.
Well, guitar is easy.
He's only got 20 years left.
I got a better way to spend them, I think.
But
the guitar thing, it's like, you know, the piano, I would go piano over guitar. I would.
But then you have to buy a piano. Where do you put the piano? I mean,
the thing about the piano is if you get put in a random location that's got a piano and you sit down and you just start fucking slapping it, people are like, whoa.
I mean, Bob's
got some room in that entertainment room for a piano. Just put it next to Judge.
Yeah, let's get a baby grand in there, Bob. Baby grand.
A Yamaha.
Yep.
Right next to Aaron Judge there.
Let's head on over to our top five segment.
Wow, this is...
Mikey hinted at it before.
I did.
Condiments. We are going to be doing top five condiments. I do think that the committee may need to step in for a few.
Because
some of them could get a little tricky on what considered a condiment or not. So we're going to see with that. Joey D took home the top five last week. I thought I put together a great top five. I to be honest, I really thought I was going to have it. Joey D took it. Is that back to back for the D-man?
Yeah, it is, I think. Yeah.
That's back to back.
It went, I think at one point it was you and Mikey, five wins each, and I was at two. Now I'm at four. So we're back to being into a tight race here, which is good for everybody.
Sure.
Okay, let's get down to business here. It's going to be top five condiments. And with that, Joey D, when would you like to select?
I have gone back and forth on this.
Stuff.
But I am going to select third, which means, Bob, you obviously have the first pick overall. Mikey will be second. I just don't know what way. I think I know what way Mikey's going to go. I don't know what way Bob's going to go. I've gone back and forth. I'm going to select third. This is a list, by the way. I think it's not necessarily your first pick that wins it for you. It's the overall list. Like, what are you doing with those third, fourth, and fifth picks? Because that's when it's going to really...
By the way, I that loss last week, I had, like, no votes. I didn't think my list was that terrible. Like, was it that bad?
Maybe. I thought the one that surprised me...
And then I had picked Shoffley before he even won the major.
I know. I think
and I was like, oh, great.
The one
I didn't
that
think it was
can't lay, can't lay killed me. Can't lay killed me.
Or Matsuyama, I feel like you could have got a little bit later, maybe.
Yeah, could be.
But all right, so I'll go first.
Here we go, folks. This is
God.
This is
I'm
an
between
interesting
two,
one.
Man.
The reason I didn't go first, Bob, just to explain to the listener, is because with this list, I feel like there's some really heavy hitters early, and then it tapers off drastically. And I was thinking, if I go first, I'm not going to pick till six, and like by that time, like the majority of the picks are almost gone. I almost think second is better to pick than first here.
I thought about it.
That would be the first time in the history of this snake draft that someone chose to go second.
You know what? I'm going to go second. I'm going to go.
I actually think it's a good play, Bob.
If the board approves that,
you get to choose where you
go. Your choice. So
yeah,
but now Mikey V.
Right, yeah, put me up at ketchup for number one.
Whoa, see, I didn't see that. I thought he was going mustard.
I thought he was going mustard.
No, your guys play.
Okay, so that's good. I'm going to go ranch then for my one.
This is just completely
wild.
I don't know if this is good for Joe. This may not
believable. Be all right, I'm going to go with my first one. I'm going to go mayonnaise.
Okay.
I really didn't see this. This turned on its head. And I'll go mustard next. I just have to. I didn't think.
Okay, now hold on now, because mustard.
Yeah, let's have that dialogue.
Are all mustards off the board now?
No.
There's so many. That's the
problem. Like what's give me an example.
Dijon mustard, honey mustard, spicy
no, honey
brown
mustard,
mustard.
Honey, spicy brown mustard, no. Honey mustard is a different condiment. I think you're totally good to go with that. I would say honey mustard, yes. I think Dijon is technically like mustard. So I would say Dijon, no. I'd say honey mustard, yes. Okay. I don't know. What do you think?
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's
I'd say honey
available.
Mustard is absolutely available.
Okay. Okay. Right, Bob's up. So Joe took back-to-back mayo, double M, M&M, mayo, mustard.
Mayo and mustard.
I'm going to take barbecue sauce at two.
Give me honey mustard at two for me. Oh, I got to go again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not used to that. Okay. Okay. So I'm going to take honey mustard. And then on the wraparound, give me sriracha.
Okay. I'm going to go hot sauce. Give me hot sauce at three.
Yeah. See, that's another dialogue. I mean, sriracha is like hot sauce. No, I mean, that is like hot sauce.
Yeah.
So like now could Joe take Tabasco? Like this is
no.
A this is
no. A so okay.
No, I think sriracha is different from hot sauce though.
Okay. Okay.
I think that's different. I think hot sauce is plain.
I would say sriracha is more like a sambal. It's like a different style sauce.
I think sriracha.
Yeah, it's really good. I think with Bob taking hot sauce, I don't think he has to specify.
Okay.
Hot sauce. I think if that's cool with you guys,
yeah,
I
good,
think,
good.
I think
this
I
is
think
where it's good. This is going to get very, very tricky now.
It is, man. It's it really, get really
very,
is.
Very, very tricky.
By the Go way, ahead, I'm. Fuck.
All right, so I have two picks. Yes,
you do. You do.
I am gonna go.
I have a pick that if it gets taken, I'm gonna be devastated. I'm going to be absolutely.
I'm going to go with sweet and sour sauce.
Okay. Sweet and sour. I might order Chinese tonight.
A holiday, Mikey.
It is. And you know what? I got nothing in the tank and neither does Holly. So you got back to back, Joe.
I had a Panda Express last night because we were talking about
it
on the podcast. So it's good.
Just meh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you
good.
See that burrito?
I talked about it after seeing yours. I know, really.
Oh my, that looked unbelievable.
That really, burrito, really that burrito
looks good, man. I saw it.
Now Holly tells me apparently that's only available at the Innovation,
only at
Panda
certain,
Express yeah, in California certain, or some that, shit.
Oh come on,
just an absolute killer. Joe, you're up.
So I got one more.
Yeah.
All right. Will the committee allow salsa?
Yeah.
Great question. I say yeah.
And I'm going to go with salsa.
I would say yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to go salsa then.
Robert.
Okay. I am going to go.
Don't do it to me. Don't do it.
I got it here. I am going to go with chipotle aioli. So, or like any type of aioli.
I'm going to take this one, and it doesn't matter the order at this point because I got back to back. I'm going to take relish. Give me relish.
Yeah, I was looking at relish. I just think it's limited.
It's such a defined taste. Like, it's such a, you either love relish. It or you don't. I do too. Relish.
And to finish off, man, this is tough now, man. I mean, what the fuck do we even have left? The aioli was a good play, Bob.
Yeah, I thought that might last till the end.
I got mine picked out now that I'm waiting for you that I want to go. And if you do pick it, I'm in trouble. I have to have this one.
I'm going to take soy sauce.
Fuck you.
That's a good one.
I didn't think he was going to do it. I really, really didn't.
Yeah. It's a good one. This I guy really, is gonna order really, Chinese tonight, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I am. I got Chinese on the brain, Bob. You never, it was either duck sauce or soy sauce.
It's that egg roll coming up the pike.
Yeah, that dialogue needs to happen between me and Holly in about 5 minutes.
I'm gonna go with queso.
Give me queso, like the queso dip.
Yeah, give me queso. Yeah, yeah.
All right, I'll go tartar sauce.
All right.
Joey D just put out a really good tweet about tartar sauce, kind of knocking tartar sauce, though.
Well, I said it's very good for what you need it for, but it's not very versatile, which is why I wouldn't mass produce
versatile
it.
Versatile enough to make that top five, though, Bob.
And in the last – hey, it's Mr. Irrelevant. It's the last pick of the draft.
Yeah. I don't know,
yeah.
Though, D,
it's man. It's the Brock Purdy of sauces. It's the Brock Purdy of condiments.
He's an NFC champion.
Brock Purdy of condiments.
Where did he put this out?
And by the way, you know what?
Here we go. Here's his tweet about tartar sauce.
Yeah,
ready?
Let me hear.
He said, "Walk down the aisle of the grocery store today and stumbled across tartar sauce. Made me wonder how this sauce is mass-produced when it's literally only served along one dish, fish and chips. Talk about out-kicking your coverage."
Wow, that is a scathing review of tartar sauce.
You know what, though?
That is a scathing review.
I had to take it because it was between tartar sauce or like plum sauce. I already got sweet and
hoisin
sour sauce.
Hoisin sauce is good.
Hoisin is good, but it's hoisin again, it's just a specialty. Tartar sauce is a very popular
sauce. What about
sauce.
Like, A1 didn't go? I haven't used A1. Yeah. I don't even know. But
can
you know
we read
good?
The list?
You know what's good on A1? Fries. Good old steak fries with
you
A1.
Know, Mikey, the steak nice, community, nice. That would be out for blood if they
Oh,
fuck.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What is the list? What do we have here?
All right. I have ketchup, honey mustard, sriracha, relish, soy sauce. Bob has ranch barbecue, hot sauce, aioli, queso. Joe, you got mayo, mustard, sweet and sour sauce, salsa, and tartar sauce.
I'd really
pretty,
like to
pretty even across the board. I think.
I think Bob's is pretty.
Yeah,
good.
Bob's. I think Bob may
what,
have.
Read Bob's sauce. Again.
Ranch barbecue, hot sauce, aioli, and queso.
Aioli and queso. Yeah, the queso. I mean, that's a solid list. That's a real
solid
I kind of
want to
list.
Specify chipotle aioli because it's okay. Such a big – but, yeah, we'll see. A lot to come. Joey D, we'll miss you this weekend. Would love to have you out there this
I
weekend.
I know. Yes. We would be going firing on all cylinders clouds. Mikey, could you
– the day I could get me, my dad, Mikey, and Joe all together, four-piece at the UFC event would be a great day. But a lot to come. Big announcement coming from us. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Hit that like button. We love you. We appreciate you, ladies and gentlemen. That has been another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. We'll see you next time.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. from plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.